It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
There is a new way. Are we going to say hi?
Hi. Oh,
yeah. Just walked in.
Hi, Tommy. Hey, Luggy.
Hi.
Sorry, I had to jump in then. Keep going though, Log.
No, that's okay.
Story.
How are you this morning?
Really well, thank you.
Yeah.
I brought something with me for later on in the show.
Good. Okay, good.
I'm pretty excited.
This is a weird question for both of you, but have you two decided in when you eventually pass, which like how you want to be, do you want to be buried or cremated or have you thought about that before?
No, I haven't yet.
Never thought about that, Tom?
Tommy?
You
don't have to say your answer.
Well, no, I just got as far as.
Sorry, that's a very personal question. I didn't forewarn you about it.
I just got as far as the song at the funeral. Remember with the turning tables, and I
turning
go
tables.
And the coffin goes turning and into the ceiling, like
it's
round
crazy.
And round, and disappears into the roof. And that's as far as I've got. I don't care what they do with me after that.
Okay,
just leave me up there in the attic.
Just a glorious mausoleum sort of set up where you know people can come and see you every single day.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. You know what he'd be like? How he was for his 40th? It'd be a month of mourning with this guy. He'd be like, "Hey guys, I died." Come on.
You know what they say. You know what they say. You die twice.
You die twice. You what?
You die twice.
Why?
You die when you die, and then you die again the last time someone mentions your name.
Oh, we won't mention you for very long. No. Anyway.
It'll be a quick double die.
I asked this. Thanks for asking me. I think buried is the way to go.
Okay.
Because I want to be back in the earth, you know?
Do you?
I want to be back where the stars are.
At one with nature.
At one with nature. But Scotland could become the first part of the UK to approve something new. It's cheaper and greener, and they're called water cremations, right? They're aquamation burials. Have you guys heard of this before?
The mafia have been doing that for years.
Well, apparently it could dramatically cut greenhouse gas emissions, right? Harmful carbon dioxide is cut by up to 90%.
Yeah.
So, yuck. Do you want me to tell you what's involved?
Is it like when you go to Bali? And no, I'm not talking about the smell. I mean, when you go to Bali and then you put your feet in the water and the little fish come and nibble this dead skin off you?
No,
Is it like a bigger version of that?
No, it's not. Anyway.
I'm picturing something pretty slimy.
Let's just say, it's.
Is it like when.
I for regret bringing this all up.
Is it like when your footpath or your driveway is really dirty and so you borrow your mate's pressure washer and you get there and you do the shh.
Yeah.
Is that what it's like?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Really?
Nah, it's not like that at all.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Liggy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
I don't know which part I enjoy more. The acting or the guessing?
It's
both fun.
I love the fact I'm guessing today.
Okay.
This was a great idea of yours, Log.
Thanks.
You're going to act out.
Tom still doesn't love it. I could see it in your eyes.
No, I love being the guesser because it means I don't have to do anything else.
You didn't do anything for this.
I was part of conversations.
Yeah, you were. We were originally going to go with Calamity Jane.
We're crack away.
Right?
Great
movie. But we had a look at the quotes.
Oh, the Deadwood stages.
Oh, it's
super racist.
Yeah. So
from 1952, mate, it was a different world.
Yeah. As a kid, that was all going flinging over my head.
Oh, it was indeed. So we couldn't do that. We've decided on another movie. Now, for those that don't know how to play the game, yes, this was the brainchild of me and my brain. And basically, there's a movie. We act it out, that's Tom and I, and you have to guess, Lingy. At the end of the scene, we will say, and scene.
Okay.
And that is then your opportunity to guess what the film is. You win nothing if you win.
And we've rotated it each week, so every week someone's got to be the guesser.
Now, we must say, these are just scenes. They definitely don't go in the same.
This is a bit of a mashup of scenes.
This is a bit of a mashup of scenes because, you know, whatever.
Why not?
It's kind of around the same. Yeah.
It's not about getting the scene right. It's about getting the movie right.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. That's fine.
Here we go.
I don't know how I'm going to go getting in character here. But
Okay. You've got to do a lot of acting. Me, not so much.
All right. You reckon he'd want to throw a bit of cash my way?
Yeah, no, I don't think he'd go for that.
Well, F him. He'll have to go for it. Nev?
Yeah?
I hear you want to give me some money.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, all right? Cash? No. Robbo? No cash.
Look, you're not still angry at me about the leg, are you?
Nah, forget about it.
Because I don't know if you remember, Neville, but I had that bloody shotgun pointed at your head. I reconsidered and dropped it down to your kneecap, remember?
Forget about it, all right? All right?
What the bloody hell were you doing getting lippy at me with a bloody shotgun? I had a bloody loaded shotgun.
The leg is okay, all right? Just trying to relax.
Keep going. It's a great movie.
That's all we've got. That's all we've got. Yeah. That's all we've got written in front of us.
The Great Chopper.
Yeah.
Uncle Chop Chop.
And scene. Whoops, we always forget that part.
Very well done. Okay.
You got it right. Yeah. Just a little bit of a flashback.
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash. All right? Cash, no. Robbo? No cash.
no cash.
Such a good movie.
What's the acting like, though?
No, very good.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Did you believe I was Uncle Chop Chop?
I did. The very first line, I went straight to, my brain went to two hands. Brian Brown and Heath Ledger.
Yeah, okay.
But then I realised where I was. Yeah. I was like, nah, wrong Australian movie. It was Chopper.
There's a lot of pressure on
me. Great work.
Cash, no, that's one of our favourite things to say on this show.
It is one of our favourites. Should I keep that audio? Keep that bit of audio.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie. Tom and
Logie. How many big screen TVs is too many to have?
Yeah.
When did you get to the point when you realised, well, we got too many big screen TVs?
And also, do you forget about the ones that you've got hidden behind those walls? Or that you've got it up as artworks and then they turn into TVs? Oh, what's that like?
Or the ones that pop out of the the end of the bed and they come up. I wouldn't know. I've got none of those.
What about the one in the ceiling above the bed?
Yeah.
Or is that a camera?
So there was a guy. There was a guy.
Action replay.
Slow-mo.
And legend.
Fast forward.
Zoom lens.
Stop it, you two.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So I was one of the coolest teenagers to ever walk the planet. Just want to put that out there, Log.
Yep.
Bedtime reading for me was I had a box of Trivial Pursuit questions by my bed and I used to read them and memorise them.
That's beautiful.
just to add to the extra coolness, hoping that one day someone would ask me one of those questions and I'd be able to prove just how clever and cool I really am.
You know that you're preaching to me, who loves this, because I used to read the encyclopedia for fun.
Yeah, we're kindred spirits.
We are totally kindred spirits here.
And now that game is long gone, the original Trivial Pursuit. My mum went to an op shop recently and has found the original edition.
With all the pieces, all the pie pieces and all that?
Yep, all there, and gave it to me for my birthday. So I brought it in, hoping you two might want to play with me. It didn't get a great reception.
Well, you said you've been talking about it for the last 5 weeks and we thought, he's never actually going to do it. So we didn't bother going and getting anything made up.
It's Wednesday on your last day.
Yeah, on your last week, yeah. So, all right, so how about we do this? I've got a bit of trivia music here, a bit of game show music.
Okay.
I've got the box of cards here, or one of the boxes of cards. I'm going to pull a random card and then we're going to go through the questions.
I just want everyone to note that when we were practicing this, I got the first one.
Yeah. And you did, correct.
Thank you.
Who got the next four?
I'm not doing that card because you're not going to get any of those.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. I can't memorise every single question.
Well, you've acted like you do.
All right. You might get this. All right. We'll start with blue at the top. Okay. Names of your buzzers. Here we go. Question number one. What colour does the bride wear in China?
Lingy. Red.
Oh. I knew that too, but I didn't get any fast.
Ling. Okay. There might be a bit of truth to this.
Yeah. Here we go.
Question number two. What Australian film was marketed in the USA as?
Loggie.
Lingy.
Crocodile Dundee.
Not Mad Max. Don't even need to give me the question.
Which Mad Max?
Beyond Thunderdome.
I don't know what that one is. Just tell me a number.
Two.
Two.
Yes. Jeez, he's good.
I think, was it Thunder Road or something like that? The question?
I don't know, mate. No follow-up
questions. No, the question.
Come on.
Road Warrior.
Road Warrior, that's it, sorry.
Okay.
What beast of burden arrived in Australia for the first time in 84? You've read this particular card, haven't you?
Yeah, it's Camel. Swap cards, mate. Swap cards.
I've read every question on every card in two full boxes.
Let's see if he can get the full sweep.
Hang on, just tell
I'm
everyone.
I'm a patsy over here.
You did pick this out as a random card.
I grabbed it straight from the middle.
Sure you did.
This is not a... could have done without the accent. What are catalogued under the Dewey Decimal System?
Loggie! Library library cards.
Library books.
Get stuff.
That one's for you there,
Thank
Log.
You. I got that. I know the Dewey Decimal System.
And I said my name first.
What's heaven to fallen Norse warriors?
Valhalla.
Yes. All right.
Get a different card.
What professional golfer has a brother who is a test cricketer?
Loggy. Greg Norman.
No. In fact. Oh, no. Oh, actually, I've gone blank.
What is it? Five. Four, no, no.
Was
three,
it Rod Marsh's
two,
brother?
One.
Yeah, it was.
What's his name, though?
Starts with a G.
Jerry Marsh.
Greg.
Jared.
No.
What was it?
It's Graham.
Graham.
Obviously Graham. Okay. Topical, too.
Yes.
How's that from the 80s? Trivial Pursuit. Last question, topical. So there you go.
The week that we lost the great Rod Marsh.
The man does not lie. The man does not lie. He knows his Trivial Pursuit.
I don't believe you two.
I wonder
how quite good.
You were here.
Hey, I was. I just didn't get...
I wonder how deep we could get into this.
You take losing.
I know. See, I'm triggered.
We'll bring in some questions about the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes,
young
week.
Encyclopedia.
Bring it in. All right. Okay.
Hey, Mum, send me photos.
It's going to be a great week of radio, guys. Until Friday.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Log. Tom and Log on K Rock.
I want to chat about something now. I want to chat about it earlier, but I couldn't. But now kids might be in the car, and I don't want to freak out anyone.
It got bumped. Well, so dance around it, mate.
No, I can't dance around it.
Give us the G version.
No, because I'm thinking when I was a kid and I was an anxious kid, everything would scare me. So I don't want to scare any kids.
All right, don't pass
by them thinking that this is a real
kids.
Thing. You know, so just turn us down if you're worried.
Turn us down.
I can't get in trouble if I give a caveat, right? It might be scary.
Come on, tell the story.
Okay.
I want to hear it now.
So, you know how the years that we've been having lately, some would say maybe not the luckiest years, right? It's been a pandemic and there's been fires and floods and wars and all this type of stuff. So we're sort of like, all of us, a little bit sad, okay? A bit concerned. Well, it turns out now that something's happened in Japan that is concerning a lot of people. There is a boulder. Now, apparently this boulder is so strong, legend has it, that it could kill anyone that it comes in contact with.
Well,
okay, so it's behind a little fence.
Standard boulder behaviour, I thought, isn't it?
Yeah. I think just the boulder just sitting there, if you touch it, it can, like, take your soul.
Oh, so not roll over the top of you.
No, well, I mean, it's obviously loose. It could do that, but that's not the concern in this case, right? Apparently, according to superstition, this boulder contains a powerful demon.
Mm. Ooh,
okay.
From the Temple of Mordor or something.
No.
This is getting a little bit heavy. Can I just get a bit of background? Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Okay. Now this, the Japan's Sesoseki Rock was found split in half on the 5th of March, and if the legends are true, it means that a 1,000-year-old female demon is now on the loose.
So what, the boulder just split itself?
The boulder's just split itself.
Oh, the egg's cracked.
And apparently there was a demon inside.
And where did the demon go?
Well, that's the thing. This nine-tailed fox demon, apparently it was a stone. It was originally the dead body of a beautiful woman.
Okay.
And a monk and a warrior got together, you know, to slay.
To capture it inside a rock.
This woman fox demon and put it in the boulder for a thousand years ago. And now the boulder is split and they're like, well, that's a bit concerning.
And what's the demon supposed to do once it escapes?
Well, I don't think she's happy, this nine-tailed fox woman demon. But yeah, she's on the loose. And some people are like, you know what? Whatever. This is a nice change from things that we've had.
Oh, yeah. It is a very, you know, last 3 years kind of thing.
You know, I mean, it's a fluffy-tailed demon. That may be nice.
I just wonder if it's the demon that once it has escaped, it causes people to misspell things. Because on our rundown board, the magic boulder is spelt M-A-J-I-C for magic. Is that you, Log, or Tommy?
I've got the question.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Log. Tom and Log on K-Rock.
And I'm sure that the wind was howling in the birth suite. Storm was coming.
Where was it coming from?
It was And so what happened on TikTok, this lady called Amber, she shared a video of her partner with her, with his back to her, right, in the birthing suite. Apparently, she had 21-hour-long labour and he had decided to bring his full PC gaming getup to the hospital so that he could play during those 21 hours because, I mean, what's a guy to do? There's nothing else for him to do in that 21 hours.
And everyone out there, have a guess which side Loggy landed on in this argument.
Oh, I know, I'm such a D, aren't I? God.
Okay, well, I am joking.
Okay, well, I mean, you've definitely bum-steered everyone here. You've made him seem like he's rolled in with his, you know, those racing bucket seats that they use for a PC.
He basically did.
And a whole setup. I've just seen the photo. He's got an Xbox Series X, which I've also got, by the way, and he's brought a monitor in. It's not a TV. It's a monitor.
I said it was a monitor.
And he's put it on the next to the sink in the birthing suite. So, I mean, and
he's not even looking at her.
No, I know.
Yeah. So is that okay then, Tom, is it?
Well, it's less weird than bringing a full desktop PC in, I think, anyway.
It's pretty much the same. 75-inch
TV.
It's pretty much the same. But the thing is, during that period of labour, I assume you as the partner are supposed to be there for the person that is pushing the baby out in some way, shape or form.
The fact he's got headphones on does mean that he probably wouldn't be able to hear you if you're trying to get him. So you have to, kick him or something.
Yeah, right? So it's got us asking, what did they do in the birthing suite?
Yeah. Trudy from Manifold Heights, morning. What happened?
Oh, you know, I'm just thinking you guys just can't take it, really.
Yeah.
I was in lots of pain. My husband, there's a couple of items. My husband said, oh, do you want some of this gas stuff? And I said, what? I had one puff and thought, that does nothing. Yeah. And then he decided that he was going to give it a go for a while.
Yes.
So he was having the gas.
Yeah.
And then later on, he's saying, oh, I'm tired. No. So he went home to have a nap. When he came back, not unbeknownst to me, he's sitting down in the car park having a couple of beverages and, nearly missed the whole thing.
Oh, mate.
Oh, Trudy.
I'll never blame anyone for drinking in a car park. sorry, Trudy, just before
that
we...
That was the first child. The second child, he decided that, you know, I'm going to help the doctor deliver this thing.
Oh, so he went the other way. He was super, like, ready to catch. Okay, all right. Well, that's
something.
That doesn't look great.
I mean, look. I mean, the gas should be there to be shared around, isn't it? Like a puff-puff give situation?
I never got to try it. Did you get to try it, Lee?
No.
See, and I got told beforehand that I would be presented with an opportunity. So towards the end of the process, I was like, I think we're forgetting something, guys.
Where's me gas? We got Danielle in Lara. Now, Danielle, what did they try to do in the birthing suite?
I think it's very similar to everyone else, really, of more what he didn't do in the birthing suite.
Yeah.
But pretty much from word go, he was there for a whole of 5 minutes and then he'd be like, yeah, no, I can't deal with this, and he'd duck out.
Oh.
Little did I know, he was ducking down a couple of blocks away to the pub for a beverage and playing the pokies.
See, try
his luck to know if the baby had come yet.
You can.
And sure enough...
Yeah,
I only had a fairly short labour. It was only just over 4 hours of active labour. So he managed to time it at the worst moment possible to come back in the room and the baby's head was coming out.
Oh.
So he regrets that decision later in life.
Oh, my God. Hot chilli! Hot chilli!
I was just going to say, the dolphins. It's the dolphins. Yeah. Coming out of the water.
Yeah. The blokes aren't looking great out of this one. Tony from Corio, you got to bring us home here. What happened in your birthing suite?
So it wasn't quite at the birthing suite. This was before we left. So I was at home in immense pain. And I was in the shower trying to deal with the pain. I got out. I had to dress myself because he was running around packing the bag. Then I was heading towards the car and he goes, I'll just feed the cat before we go. And I said, that's fine. You don't know how long we're going to go. Then mid-contraction, he comes out and he goes, I'm just going to change the kitty litter. Could not believe it. I was furious.
See, I would say that's a really good animal parent there.